It is 7pm breakfast with all thanks to Young's Veggie Shed. Plenty fresh, plenty local on the Bass Highway in Camdale. It's been a couple of weeks since we've touched base with Catherine Dixon from Dixon's Pharmacy in Goldie Street, Wynyard, for a health check. So I thought we'd better break the drought and have a bit of a chat to Catherine right now. Good morning to you, Catherine. Good to talk to you again.
Good morning.
Co-payment, we're hearing a lot about this, particularly with the election now less than 10 days away. Can you believe that? What it basically covers this morning.
Yeah, for sure. So the Pharmacy Guild has been working really hard to get our general prescription co-payment reduced. So currently what general people pay, so people that aren't on a concession card, they can pay up to $42.50 for one prescription. So you can imagine if you had a family with three or four children and you had, you know, two or three of them are asthmatics, all of them needing medication.
It can make a big difference.
Yeah, you can have over, you know, $150 worth of prescription medicines per month. So, you know, it's a huge amount. So the Guild have been trying to get that reduced and they've succeeded. So both parties have, for the first time in 70 years, cut the general co-payment by $10 or more. So regardless of what party gets in, we will see that on the 1st of January. So that's terrific. So we're all waiting till the 1st of January, but in the 1st of July, we'll also see some benefits, and that's with a safety net threshold. So every year when you get prescriptions, your prescriptions, if they're covered on the PBS, will go towards a threshold, and if you reach that threshold, you'll get them at a reduced rate. So the government are reducing that threshold for general customers again, and currently it's $1,542.10. Now, as of the 1st of July, they're reducing that to $1,457.10. So that's for generals. And for concession card holders, there's a big win there. They're reducing it from $326.40 to $244.80. So this will mean that people will reach their threshold much quicker and they'll be able to take advantage of getting those cheaper medications much, much quicker than that.
Regardless of which party gets in on the 21st of May.
Win-win.
Yeah, it's a win-win for all. And look, medicines can be quite costly for singles and also for families. And as you did allude to there, if you've got kids that might be asthmatic and the like, because the cost of living has greatly increased in recent weeks or months, so to speak. So any way to offset that is a big relief.
Oh, look, exactly right. And, you know, a lot of people actually go without their medications because they simply can't afford it. And it's a choice between rent, food or medication. You know, people have to have a roof over their heads and they have to have food. So unfortunately, medication does seem to be the one that misses out. People then tend to get sicker. Our hospital rates then increase because people visit the hospital more. So it's a vicious circle. So, you know, if we could alleviate that a little bit, it's a win-win for everybody.
Tell us a little bit about, when it comes to prescriptions, DAA.
Okay, so if you've got someone who's on a number of prescriptions, and, you know, some people that might mean two or three, and other people it might mean 9 or 10 prescriptions, it can get really confusing to work out when to have the tablets, the correct time, the correct days. People can get really confused. So you can come along to your pharmacy and they can make up what they call a DAA, which is a dosage administration aid. So a lot of people know these as Webster packs.
Webster packs, I was about to say that, yeah.
Yeah, that's the most common. Look, you know, the government can have put money towards these as well. So people are getting these out very cheaply, you know, $1 a week. And it's a really good way just to ensure that you are getting your medicines correctly, taking them correctly and having them at the right time. The other big advantage of this is, as well, people can see when you've taken your tablets. So if you have a carer or if you have an ambulance officer that's come along, they can actually pick up this pack and have a look and see when you've taken your last medication and what you've actually taken.
Yeah, the last thing you'd want is a med error.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Because, again, that bumps up your hospital administrations and all our taxes.
Be crucial. So sticking to the right doses and just a way of remembering if you took your tablet at the right time of the day on how many days a week. So very important, very timely. So you can find out a little bit more if you've got any questions. There is a very handy website, Catherine, which is healthcare.gov. But as we always allude to, you can wander into your local pharmacy, Dixon's Pharmacy in Goldie Street, Wynyard, and you and the team there are happy to answer any questions you may have, whether it's the DAA or whether it's co-payment, as we've discussed this morning.
Absolutely.
and your hours of operations there at Dixon's?
So Monday to Friday, we're open 8.30 till 6. On Saturday, 9 to 12. And Sunday, 9.30 to 12.30.
Catherine Dixon from Dixon's Pharmacy in Goldie Street. We'll have another health check in a fortnight's time. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.